Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about HOAs, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Hey, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is episode number 16, the HOA, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. We've been gone for the last couple weeks. I had a little bit of a cold, so my voice wasn't ready, and it was the holidays, so took a little break there, and now we are back and ready for this weekly podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area with Skyline Properties. And if you're just tuning in and you're wondering, well, wait, he's from Seattle, does this podcast help me? Of course it does. Whether you are a new home buyer or a returning home buyer in the Seattle, Washington area, or if you are anywhere across the nation, the information I have to give you transfers. You may use different names or terms in other states for different things like earnest money or whatnot, or going into mutual acceptance, different things like that. But your local real estate professional can help you translate. I am here to help you be educated and empowered in the home buying process. I'm almost that third party that's going to help you out and help save you some money and make this a less stressful process. And that being said, if you are in another area other than the Seattle, Washington area, and you are out there looking for an agent, be sure to send me an email, silas@silasgetsreal.com. I have associates. I am associated with people all over the nation. I'm in these groups, these Facebook groups full of realtors, and I find the realtors that I like. I like what they say. They seem trustworthy. They're not just the money-hungry ones, right? I find them. I handpick them and I deliver them to you. If you're interested in seeing if I do know an agent in your area, go ahead and email me silas@silasgetsreal.com and I'll hook you up with somebody that'll be a good fit for you. And also if you want my guidebook, it's a free guidebook. It's the ultimate guide to buying a home. It's basically the first 10 episodes of this podcast, which were basically a breakdown of the home buying process. So I got that it's all written out into this nice little guide. If you want that guide as a reference point, maybe you don't want to have to listen to a podcast every time you have a question like, how does that inspection process go? Then go ahead and message me and I'll send that out to you. And yeah, do that. Just send an email or you can give me a text. You can text me at 206-351-9230. Email or text. I'll need your email, of course, to send it to you. So it'll be a nice PDF. But yeah, and of course, if you're in the Seattle area, just again, call me or email me and we can make an appointment and I'll get you walking into a home before you know it. It's surprising how quick it can happen. Home or a condo. And we're talking a little bit about that today. Today's episode is about HOAs. Now, HOAs run in two forms. Sometimes HOAs are homes and then they are when a condo is built or a townhome, there needs to be an association that kind of binds them all together to get some stuff done. That's the HOA that I'm going to be talking about. And of course, if it's just a house, usually it's like a community, and so they're usually not as intrusive or whatnot. And man, let me tell you, there is nothing that gets people going more than HOAs. When I bring this up to people, whether it's on my Facebook page and I said, hey, people, share your experience with HOAs with me, or when I first meet clients and I'm like, well, what are you looking for? And they're like, no, wait, no HOA. Like, even if they've never owned a home before, the HOAs have such a bad rep from people. And I really thought it'd be important to have an episode where we talk about HOAs, and you know, because there are good spots about them, there are bad things about them, and there's some ugly things that happen with them. But yeah, I want to talk to you about that today. HOA stands for Homeowners Association. Now, let me just, to get them out of the way, let me talk about communities when it's just like a home. When you're in a home, you know, and you're it's the street. The street is an HOA, right? What does that mean? So that's a lot different than a condo. So in these homes, you own the home, you own the land, but in the deed is built in that you agree to some covenants that the HOA has in place, you know, and they can be things like rules like you can't leave cars on your lawn. You can't leave your Christmas lights up all year round, you know, little things like that. They may take care of maintenance issues. So like I've seen HOAs anywhere from like $6 a month to, you know, $300. It really depends on common areas. Sometimes there's communities that have actually pools or clubhouses or a little park area that has to get taken care of. So things like that. Sometimes when it's too cheap, and I'll talk about this in the second part about condos, but sometimes if it's too cheap, you go like, well, what's it for? Sometimes it is literally because they just, you know, there's one little thing that has to be done, or they're just bound together by the rules, and just in case something comes up, and everyone has to pay $6 just to have some company on retainer to make sure all the taxes or whatever is getting paid, you know. So sometimes they barely need the HOA, but for some reason they technically needed one in there at some point. So sometimes sometimes not even worry about them. And you can usually go up and down a street and see if the HOA is enforced, right? If there are rules in there. And I'll say the good thing about HOAs in a community setting with a house is they do protect your home value. They do. Because of the rules that they will impose, like no cars sitting overnight, or you can't do car work in front of your yard in your driveway or something like that. You know, when you drive down the street and you see every yard has a broken down car in the front, that's going to be reflected in the value. And especially if you bought before that started happening and starts going down. Yeah, it's just not, you know, I think my brother's in a little HOA right now. It's only like five homes and they just have a few little rules. It's not even an HOA. Sometimes you can have these little, they have covenants there, but aren't bound by anything, but they have the ability to become an HOA. And I know my brother, he didn't want an HOA. He was like, no, I don't want that. So they before they bought the house, they talked to everybody in the area to see if that's something they were going to want, and nobody, because they could vote on it if like 4/5 or something of the people wanted one, it could form into one. But so they still have all the rules. And here's the thing. Here's the bad part. Especially if you don't have an HOA there, if there's covenances, like let's say that the easy one is the broken down cars, can't have broken down cars more than 24 hours and then on the lawn or whatever. If you want to enforce that, and if there's no HOA, but there is a covenant about it, you can take them to court and make them. But then the neighbor that you turned in, they know who you are because you're suing them. You're making them act that way. But if there's an HOA, you can make that neighbor get it done, because the HOA would end up taking them to court if they needed to enforce those rules. So, you know, you can make sure everything's still looking nice, but not actually have to, you know, they don't need to know it was you that complained about it in the beginning. So HOAs can be good to hide behind. I'll say that. And of course, some people dislike them because they can't put their Christmas lights up all year round. You know, they feel like the rules are silly. Like, why can't I do that? Why can't I paint my house pink? Yeah, everyone else's is beige. I want mine pink. And you may not like that. But some people would be pretty kind of glad. Yeah. Okay. So they're going to put a hobbit hole door in the front, I guess, without permission. They can't do some weird things to the homes. They can't have an RV parked suddenly all the time. so their friend Bob can't just like start living in the driveway, you know? So There's protections with them. But of course, if you don't like any rules, I guess, yeah, stay away from them. But where they come into play the most is probably condos. Condos. And this is what I say about it. Like, well, most HOAs are a lot of the same. But there are things to look at when you're going to buy a home. And that's what we should probably focus on because of the nature of this podcast. When you're going to buy a home, here's what you're looking for in an HOA. You know, besides making sure there's not like outlandish crazy rules, you look at the price of them. You want to see how you want one. You want to make sure that the HOA is in the black, right? So that they have extra money. They have money in reserves for when problems arise, like the roof. Somebody's roof is leaking and needs to get repaired. That there is money that the HOA has set aside to go do repairs, right? Or a big pothole shows up in the asphalt in the parking lot. Like that, there's money that stuff can get done, and that they're allocating money and planning ahead. Because if it's in the red and they don't have money, besides the HOA fees, what you got to watch out for is these special assessments. So this is what happens. So let's say they decide, you know what, we got to fix this parking lot. Everybody's car is getting damaged and we're getting sued by tenants because we haven't, or by residents because we haven't taken care of this problem. So we're now going to fix it, but we don't have the money. So we need to charge everyone $5,000 that lives here to collect that money so that we can go take care of the HOA. And so suddenly they need you to pay $5,000 that you were not expecting on top of your dues. Now, depending on the place, sometimes they can be like, well, you got us, you can do monthly payments or something. They could vote on that or something, but you can't guarantee that. What if it's not set up that way? So sometimes one of the bigger problems you'll find with HOAs is them not having enough money to have problems taken care of. So that's what you need to watch out for. In fact, sometimes I lean more toward those condos that have high HOA fees because they're bringing in enough money. If it's a condo and they're only asking for like $100 a month, man, that's risky because they might not have money when they need it later. So you got to watch for that and always ask for, is there a special assessment going on? You know, like when you ask people about HOAs, usually, let's see, like I commented to a bunch of people what they like about them and what they don't like. Now, maintenance of the common areas, you know, like you get in a condo and it's got a pool or it's got the shrubbery all around, the HOA usually takes care of that. Usually in your HOA fees, water and garbage is taken care of. You know, which is advantage over owning a house because, you know, I have to allocate that as a separate bill all the time. But typically, like, one reason, besides I'm not sure the water can be, the water sewer is probably hard to distinguish from one another. Even if they could, you want to make sure that people aren't afraid to take care of things like lawns and, you know, if there's front lawns that the tenants have to take care of. You want to make sure people are going to use the water to take care of things or to clean things, right? They don't want to, that they're trying to save money, and so they won't clean anything on the outside, right? No, you want them to. Sometimes your HOA will take care of things like windows. Like, they'll take care of all windows. So if the seal breaks in your condo, you wait for the HOA to take care of it. You're asking them. People like that some have security, you know, because they can pull resources. Sometimes they have security guards that will come through. And that's not something you may be able to get if you just have your own home. Let's see. And the bad. Okay. Sometimes you got people who are just fine crazy, right? They will fine you for every violation, right? They want to say, like, here's a $25 fine because your Halloween decorations are out and it's Labor Day, right? That's a big thing why people don't like them. The RV is sitting out, so they start charging you for having that RV out that you're not supposed to according to the rules. Let's see. So, okay, they're not fast moving. I'll tell you that. I mean, they can be, but here's the thing. Sometimes you don't even want an HOA to move too fast, right? So let's see that. Say that one person says, hey, there looks like we're selling this house. Looks like inspections show that there's a little leak in the roof. And now here's what you want. Do you want them to go, oh, no, oh, no. Well, okay, we're going to send out, we're going to get a guy to come out, roofer, right now. He's going to go fix it tomorrow. We're going to spend $8,000 to fix it. Do you want that? Might sound good, but here's the thing. What if that's not the actual problem? You know? So a good HOA is going to, they have a company that they hire to come in and, you know, to do a lot of the work. Or maybe they bid it out sometimes, but a lot of them have one particular company they may use a lot. So that construction company or whatever, they will come in, evaluate the problem, send their recommendation into the HOA, and then the HOA has to meet the board or whatnot, unless it's an emergency, and, you know, approve that, and then tell them to go, then they go fix it. There's a process through it. So it's not like, you know, my house, you know, there's a hole in the roof or something or anything. I just have it done right away, right? Done and done. It's up to me. And some people don't like, you know, some people don't like that they're going to be bound by this HOA, that they have to get approval and stuff. And you're like, yeah, but I want this fixed right now. I'll go and fix it. Well, you can't, because then you can be liable for the other messing up other people's condos, right? Because you didn't do it right. Like, I could just go fix anything in my house, but if you're an HOA, if it's a common area or one of the things that the HOA takes care of, you may not be allowed to fix that. So, you know, it's slower, but look, I'm okay with an HOA taking a little bit of time because I want to make sure it's done right. So there's no liability, right? And if an HOA also doesn't enforce any rules, then sort of chaos happens, right? And then it's the same thing as in a community. Your home is, your condo home is going to be less valuable because everything's dirty. Everything's filthy on the outside. They're not repainting. They're not painting the sides like they should, even if they have the money. So then it's hard to sell your place. Because as much as people, you know, they don't like the HOA fees, you know, they're budgeting it out. They know they're going to have to pay that. And if they're going to assume like, oh, it's usually like $300 or something like that for an HOA, then, you know, when they're shopping, that's just taking into account what their monthly payment is. And so they know the score, right? But everyone wants to make sure that money is being used, right, properly. So there you are. Let's see. I wanted to see if there's any of these stories I wanted to tell you about. Okay. So at its worst, you know, the biggest complaint, like, I got from people here, seeing how nasty, selfish, and petty people in the community can be. So that's the thing. Like, if you don't get along with everybody, or there are some petty people around that just sit around all the time, they're going to end up on the board, right? And or they talk to the board a lot. And, you know, it's, yeah, like, you can feel picked on if you just want to get something done. Like, let's say you do want to make a little thing that's not in. Let's say you don't. Okay, let's say you want to put a hobbit door in, right? And it doesn't really affect anybody, but you need permission because it's going to be the outside. It's going to be viewable by everybody. And so, and when I say hobbit doors, you know what I mean? Like the round doors. I think they're funny. I've always wanted one. Yeah. So you may get some people that insist that no, that cannot happen. Even if it's not a big deal, even if it's not a big deal to you or doesn't seem like it, they will stop it from happening. And they're not letting you just enjoy your house and enjoy your time. And I think that's the biggest complaint people have of them. You know, besides mismanagement, if they mismanage it and they spend all the money and suddenly everyone owes a bunch of money. That's probably the ugliest. So that's it. What's my takeaway? Your big takeaway on this is, yeah, HOAs have good points and bad points. Right, there's good and bad. You're gonna get that in no matter where you are, right? But think about it. HOAs are there to protect your investment, so that's a good thing about them. That's the one big thing. They are there to protect your investment and just make sure that is the way they are behaving before you purchase into that community or to that condo / townhome. The big bad, watch for the money. Make sure that is a financially stable HOA and you'll be fine, right? You'll get this thing called a resale certificate if you buy a condo, and it should have in there expected expenses, right? So look for those. You just don't want the surprise assessments. That's the bad, that's the ugly is special assessments that show up. So, and also remember, these are voted positions. So if you don't like the HOA, you can run and try to get on it and be in charge. So there's that too. If you don't like it, go change it. Anyway, hey, that's our program for today. HOA is the good, the bad, the ugly. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. If you could go on to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating for us, for me, I'd really appreciate that. And if you could share this podcast with your friends, I'd appreciate that. Hit the subscribe button. Do all those good things for this podcast. I would really appreciate it. And of course, if you are in the Seattle area and you were looking to buy or sell a home, you can give me an email. Send an email to me, silas@silasgetsreal.com, or text me, 206-351-9230. And of course, whether you're local or not, if you want to get that ultimate guide for buying a home, guidebook on a PDF, I will send that out to you if you email me. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Silas Lindenstein, and happy house shopping.